It is Radio Veritas 576 AM. It's that station that gives you the good news and the good music for a change. And a quick segment on what's happening at the theatre. And we're going to be having an interview with Neo Motaung. She is from the Joburg Theatre. At the Joburg Theatre right now, they're actually showing the award-winning and renowned movie called The Color Purple. And it's a musical, and it highlights issues of race, patriarchy, spirituality, and misogyny. And we chatted to one of the cast members, Neo, who plays the fearless and strong woman, Sophia, on the musical, and what it means for her to be playing this role. Neo, good afternoon and welcome.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
You are welcome. You are welcome. And you are Sophia, Neo.
Yes.
Mamela, this is why I'm giving you this interview, because I've always loved Sophia.
You're what, sorry?
I've loved Sophia.
Oh, yeah. No, she's a lovable character.
Wow.
You can't not love Sophia.
Indeed.
Yes.
Now, give our listeners just a brief overview of this musical that's happening.
Okay. So, The Color Purple South Africa is exactly how it was in Broadway, just with a few changes, really. Mm-hmm. So, it's a story about a young girl who's 14 in America, and she is going through trials and tribulations. She is abused by her stepdad, but we don't know that it's the stepdad until the very end of the show. Mm-hmm. So, she's abused by her stepdad. And throughout her life, she meets people who still bring her down because she gets married to Mister.
Yes.
So her stepdad sells her off to a man called Mister. And then from then on, she meets people that change her life slowly, though, but because it was a process for her to find redemption.
Yeah.
She meets Sophia, very strong woman, very strong, very firm, assertive. She knows what she wants, and she will get what she wants. And I think Sophia sees a lot of her past in Seeley.
Mm-hmm.
And that is why she gets very upset when she finds out that Seeley tells her husband to beat her.
Mm-hmm.
Because she comes out of a time where she was beaten herself.
Mm-hmm.
So then she gets Seeley out of that strut of her life, and then she tells her, listen, girl, you need to change your life.
Yeah.
And then after Sophia leaves, she meets Shug Avery.
Yeah.
Shug Avery is the Sabine queen who leaves to go to Memphis.
To
find herself. And Shug Avery shows her the sexual side of womanhood.
She shows
her sexual liberation to show her that you can find yourself sexually as a woman.
Yeah. Now, is it identical to the movie that we watched a few years ago? Because there was a movie that was produced by Oprah Winfrey and Quincy Jones. And is it still the same storyline? Are there any changes to the plot?
Well, the play itself is a bit more concise than what the movie is,
mm-hmm.
because the movie has everything more in detail.
Okay.
So literally within a scene in the play, we have just a few minutes just to portray what our characters are.
Okay.
So, and also the journey takes quite, it goes quickly. But you'll get the gist of the story. You'll still get the essence of what the movie had.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm.
But it's more concise than what the movie was. But it's still more, it still has that redemption feeling. It still has the themes of love and hope and success. And revelation, yes.
Yeah, why should our listeners be interested in watching it?
Why they should be interested in watching it is because there are still girls, women out there who are like Seeley in South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe that it'll change people's lives. Mm-hmm. It's changing my life slowly but surely.
Because
I'm finding myself, I'm finding Sophia in myself a little bit.
Oh, right.
Okay. So, yes.
I won't mess with you.
I think that Sophia is the best thing that's ever happened to me, actually.
No, I'm not going to mess with you, yeah.
Yes. I definitely think South Africans should come and watch The Color Purple because It is not, because it's not just a story that's written by Alice Walker and the people from America, and it's an American story.
Yeah.
It is very relevant to South Africans as well. Mm. Black, white, everyone must just come and watch it, because it's really an eye-opener. Mm. It'll change your mindset. Mm. And we will know, we will start figuring out, attacking these young girls and finding them and saving them, finding ways to save them.
Wow. Now, just a quick one. Give our listeners details of the show. Where is it showing? I know I've just said the Joburg Theatre, but the prices, times, and all that?
Okay. So the tickets, they range from 240 Rand to 400 Rand, depending where you want to sit within the theatre, within the auditorium.
Yeah.
And then you can find the tickets on www.joburgtheatre.com. And they are flying like hotcakes. Eh? They are like done. Yes, they are flying.
Yeah.
So people should really get their tickets as soon as possible.
Wow. No, thank you very much. I'll certainly be giving tickets on the show on Wednesday afternoon to those that might be interested. So be assured of our support, right?
Okay, that's amazing. That's amazing.
No, thank you very much for the great work you're doing on theater. You're actually doing a lot than people might see through. You're doing more than just acting. You're actually teaching by being on stage.
And
we really appreciate your work. And thank you very much for the great performance. And a big, big, big shout out to your crew and the cast.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
You have a good afternoon, and enjoy being on stage.
Okay, thank you so much.
Great stuff. That was Neo Motaung, who plays the fearless, strong, and strong and fearful, fearless woman, Sophia, on the musical Color Purple. If you are interested in watching this, I'll be giving a few tickets away on Wednesday. And the number to dial will be 011-452-7115. But possibly, maybe I should give a ticket or two today. What do you think, Tato? All right. It's 27 minutes after the hour 5. And please do not touch that dial.